B-Pod Studios.
Hot 96.9. Final debates tonight. We were talking about it off air, and I don't judge. Whatever. Judge me. I don't care. I made a small comment where I said, you know, I want Biden to win because technically, I would, like, I'm going to vote for Biden, but technically that means I'm voting for Kamala Harris because I said I feel like Biden's very old and he might die in office.
I can't believe we were actually having that conversation.
I go, yeah, he might be the first president to die of natural causes. And, you know, you guys were all like, what are you talking about? That's happened before. And I said, no, just like, you know, die of and our producer Mark pulled up. He's like, this guy died of a heart attack, this and that. And I go, yeah, but that's not natural causes. And you guys were arguing with me that a heart attack, this is all going to tie in a second. A heart attack is considered a natural cause. I didn't know that to the point where I was arguing with you guys and I had to look it up online and I realized that it is. So, you know that whole, like, I was today years old?
Yes. When I learned blank?
I was today years old. You know what I used to think natural causes was?
Yeah, I'm just like being, ask you that.
Yeah, I used to think that natural causes was just like being an old person and dying in your sleep. I legit that thought
I
that.
I mean.
So, I was today years old when I realized that natural causes is a heart attack. A stroke, an illness.
Could be anything.
I didn't know that. But I legit thought it was just fading away.
You thought?
Dying peacefully.
When someone passes away, they die of something. They don't just like, and it's funny because when you were describing what you thought it was to us, you actually had like a motion you were doing. Like you were kind of just falling, shriveling up and falling back into your chair.
I'm like, close your eyes, go to sleep, and just forget to wake up. That's what I thought natural. So I was today years old. When I realized that, you know, dying of natural causes is not just going to sleep and not waking up.
Not just shriveling up and dying.
But wait, it gets better. So then.
Yeah, I can top. Hold your beer. Hold my beer because I can top.
Yeah, so then I'm going to throw it. Here, Melissa, take the football. Go for it.
Okay.
You're going to. If you thought I was stupid.
I'm going to preface this story with COVID. Has gotten the best of me, okay?
You don't have COVID.
I don't have it.
You can't blame
COVID. But I'm going to be honest with you. My mental health has been suffering quite a bit these last few months.
Okay, yeah, nice one. Okay.
It really has. Well,
COVID has... Okay, your mental health.
Okay.
Your intelligence
level. All
right,
you know what? Shut up. I recently had a birthday.
Mm-hmm. We know.
I know.
We talked about it since August, literally stopped talking about it last week.
I know. Ramiro and I are 6 months apart. How old we are, 6 months apart. I always turn, you know, let's say 25. We'll throw that out there. I turn 25 and then 6 months later, Ramiro turns 25. So I always know. And something happened where you were talking about how old you were going to be.
Yeah, I said I was today years old.
You were like, I'm going to be 25 in February. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're going to be 26. And you were like, no, I'm going to be 25. I'm like, wait a second. I had to
she's making up the ages.
Of course, I just said that. I had to literally sit back and think and do the math in my head from what year I was born to remember how old I was. I thought since my birthday was on September 29th, I thought since September 29th.
That you were a year older.
That I was a year older than I really am.
Who?
I'm telling you, listen.
A lot of people lie about their age.
Yep.
Everybody does it. A lot of people, lie to themselves about their age. I've never, ever in the history of the world,
trust me, me neither,
met somebody who literally thought to themselves that they were older than they are.
I think it might have been because
so you were today years old when you realized that you're actually younger than you thought you were.
Yes. I think for like a month leading up to my birthday, I was telling people that I was
older than you.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I'm really starting to think I have issues. But
that's the symptom
I learned today that I am a year younger than I thought I was.
If you think you're older than you actually are, that's a symptom of COVID. COVID's taking all the symptoms now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.